you, Mr. Chair. Let me at the outset thank you and your team for all the hard work and effort you have put into this document and your efforts to reach agreement here. And please be assured of the ICRC's continuing support. We'd like to also thank all of the delegations that have taken the floor until now for their very constructive and useful proposals. We would like to make just a couple of quick comments here, having heard all of the interventions. First, on paragraph 16A, there was a question, there were questions concerning the terminology here used. And certainly we would agree with the delegations that have made the remark that there should be consistency in articulating how key rules of international humanitarian law are described here and elsewhere. And in this respect, we believe the U.S. Delegation has made a very useful proposal. For our part, and this in response to questions that have been and remarks that have been raised about the use of the terms humanity and necessity. First, we believe that the term here, perhaps the intent was to refer to the principle of military necessity. And indeed, the references here to the principles of humanity and military necessity, we would respectfully submit, are somewhat confusing and in any case superfluous, because all of IHL, that is all of the rules of IHL, including those specifically indicated in this paragraph, that is distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack, already embody a balance between the underlying fundamental principles of military necessity and humanity. So there is a redundancy here and somewhat of a confusion. So we would suggest that the sentence here stop after precautions in attack, as Switzerland and some others have proposed. Turning to paragraph 16J, the paragraph that refers to legal reviews of new weapons. Now, some proposals have been made here for tinkering with the wording, which is fine. We would just caution that in reviewing the wording here in this paragraph, that whatever text is retained should make clear that legal reviews of new weapons are a legally binding obligation for states' parties to additional Protocol 1, and arguably, indeed, for all states, in order that all states must carry out legal reviews of new weapons, arguably, to ensure respect for IHL by their armed forces. Also in the same paragraph, we would also support the existing language which refers to in compliance with international law, including IHL. So that's at the end of the first sentence of the paragraph. That wording is appropriate for consistency with the text of Article 36 of Additional Protocol 1, which refers to international law. So the scope of the application of the obligation to review the lawfulness of new weapons is not limited to IHL, but encompasses international law more broadly. And then finally, on paragraph K, so 16K, we would agree with the questions raised by some delegations around the new wording there, which indeed could be made clearer. And here, perhaps, language along the lines of saying that, referring to a modification which significantly changes or alters the nature and functioning of the weapon system. Perhaps that could make the sentence clearer. Thank you.